The other two women were vampires as well, their pale skin shining with eerie beauty, their eyes glittering like polished silver coins. The sisters Justine had mentioned, I presumed. I guess I'd arrived in the middle of the night, vampire time, and gotten some people out of bed. The first sister wore nothing but weapons and silver body piercings, which gleamed on one eyebrow, one nostril, her lower lip, and her nipples. Her dark hair had been cropped close to her head, except for where her bangs fell to veil one of her eyes, and she carried a pair of wavy bladed swords like Lara's. The second seemed to be taller and more muscular than the other two. She wore what looked like a man's shirt, closed with only a single button. Her long hair was a mess, still tousled from sleep, and she held an exotic-looking axe in her hands, its blade honed along a concave edge instead of the more conventional convex one. Without any visible signal, they all started prowling forward at the same time. And it was a prowl, an atavistic feline motion that carried what were very clearly predators forward in total silence. Lara paused when she reached me, glanced over my injuries with cold, silver eyes, and whispered, "Stay down." "No problem," I thought dully. "Down is easy." The screaming stopped with the last stuttering burst of gunfire. The security guy came staggering around the corner, blood matted his hair and covered half of his face. There was a long tear through his jacket on the left side. His left arm hung uselessly, but he still gripped the handle of his miniature assault weapon with his right. He wavered and dropped to one knee as he spotted the three vampires. Lara gestured with a hand, and the other two spread out and moved forward while she came to the side of the wounded guard. "What happened?"
"We hit it," he said, his voice slurred. "We hit it with everything. Didn't even slow it down. They're dead. They're all dead."
"You're bleeding," Lara said in a calm tone. "Get behind me. Defend the wizard." He nodded unsteadily.
"Yeah, okay."
Lara's guy had to be either incredibly lucky or really good to have survived a close quarters battle with a skinwalker. I stared dully at the security guy for a second before my impact-addled brain sent up a warning flag. Nobody was that lucky.
"Lara!"
I choked out. Security guy turned in a blur of motion, sweeping the machine gun at Lara's head like a club, but she had begun moving the instant she'd heard my warning, and he missed knocking her head off her shoulders by a fraction of an inch. She flung herself to one side and rolled as security guy's other arm flashed out, lengthening and sprouting yellow fur and claws as it came. She avoided the worst of it, but the skinwalker's claws left a triple line of incisions down one shapely thigh, and they welled with blood a little too pale and pearly to be human. The skinwalker followed her motion, surging forward, its body broadening and thickening into the form of something like a great bear, with oversized jaws and vicious fangs. It overbore her by sheer mass, slapping and raking with its clawed paws, snapping with its steely jaws. I heard a bone break, heard Lara cry out in rage, and then the skinwalker flew straight up into the ceiling, its head and shoulders slamming into it with such force that it went cleanly through it and out onto the floor above.